From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Jamaica, the Queen addresses Parliament, but a mini-protest marks her tour of the university. Michael Manley receives his South African brief from the Commonwealth, and as England's bowlers fail to make the mark, an injured Devon Malcolm commiserates from his hospital bed.
It's very disappointing sitting here and, you know, you can't do nothing about it.
I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Britain's Queen Elizabeth said today Jamaica should look to its human resources to help solve its crime problems. The Queen addressed Jamaica's Parliament this morning.
But it seems that mankind cannot move forward without inevitable and painful backward steps. The incidents of armed struggle in so many countries, of crime and drug abuse, of high unemployment and its consequences, is all proof of this unpalatable truth. Jamaica is not immune to these failings, but she has many attributes with which to overcome them. A stable and democratic society, racial and religious tolerance, and a bountiful and beautiful land. But her greatest resource lies in the talents of her people, whether they be heroes and heroines from the worlds of cricket, athletics, and music, or lesser sung achievers in the fields of social and public service or private enterprise.